Hey there, this is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. This is where we take our challenges and our life lessons with women, love, and sex, and we turn them into transformation, more confidence, more masculine presence, more clarity, more feeling of value. I'm working on that introduction. As you know, I'm doing these videos, 100 of them for you, to show you that if we keep doing things little baby steps at a time, we can get better at a lot of things. I'm going to give you a tip today on something you can do to get better one step at a time. First of all, how do you like the view? This is a few minutes hike out my back door here in Northern Colorado. I'm gonna use some different venue changes, practicing with videos. I know the lighting here probably isn't great. The tripod I'm using is actually a microphone stand, so you might see the wind blow this and make me move a little bit. I've got a real tripod on order. One of my video friends, Steve out there, thank you for your help so far and giving me the tips and trying to make each one of these a little bit better. He told me to get clear in my mind what I wanted to tell you today, get my message down, some key words. And I guess the key words for the video tip today for you are calm, deliberate, and pleased. You might have seen those in the articles I've written before regarding Sean Stevenson, somebody who I consider a mentor and he doesn't even know me. I shook his hand and got to hug him one time. Sean has brittle bone disease. He got it at birth when he was born, and he's about 3 feet tall in a wheelchair, probably one of the most masculine, calm, deliberate, and pleased men I know. He is a great teacher of men, psychotherapist, and a mentor. And when I heard him say that masculinity and masculine presence could be described by those three words, calm, deliberate, and pleased, most guys in the room didn't get it. I didn't get it. I didn't quite understand what he meant. But when he went on to explain it, and this is what I want to share with you today, I just wanted to share with you the energy that he had for us in the room in Mesa, Arizona at this men's group I was at. And let's talk about calm. Calm is a feeling that is the opposite of anxious and insecure and uncertain. When I pressed the go button on this video today, I wasn't feeling calm or deliberate or pleased. I was feeling a little insecure and vulnerable and nervous because I wasn't sure how it's going to turn out. As I talk a little bit longer, I get more calm and a little bit more clear about what I want to say. I practice breathing. Living out here, you get connected to nature and some of the ideas of some of the Native American practices, and we even have a Buddhist temple right down the road that has meditation classes. I never thought I'd even talk about this stuff, but a lot of the guys I work with really get a calm benefit out of learning to meditate, learning to breathe deeply into your gut, and use certain meditation practices that I share with guys in coaching that help you clear your head of some of the insecurities and vulnerabilities and the limiting beliefs you have about yourself and women. Calmness is very masculine. Women feel calmness in a man to be very masculine. It has confidence and comfort and emotional safety wrapped around it. Calmness is incredibly important for everything you do moving forward in your love life and relationships and your work life. Let's talk about being deliberate. Being deliberate in the calm, deliberate, pleased trio means having a plan, being a man with a plan, having an idea of what you want to get done in a day, being deliberate in how you, oh, here comes wind, deliberate in how you talk to people, how you convey your beliefs, your purpose in life, how you convey what you want to get done today. Many guys have problems planning a weekend with their wife because it's so stressful. The list of things to do goes on, and they feel anxious and insecure about never pleasing her. So being a man with a plan, knowing what you're going to get done and being deliberate about it, and being unapologetic about it, that's deliberate too. A lot of us will wake up on any given day without a plan, without really knowing what at least one thing is we're going to do today. One of the best tips I got on procrastination and planning and being productive is to have a to-do list with one thing on it. At the top of the list, it says, the only thing I have to do today, the only thing I have to get done today is this. And you write it down. Just write it down. Yesterday I did that, and it was send an email to somebody that I've been talking for 3 weeks about sending an email to. And I finally did it. Before I went to bed, I sent the email. The thing about having one thing on your list and being deliberate about it, you can always put another thing on there. But to-do lists, that when to-do lists have 10 or 15 items on them, it's overwhelming. You don't even know where to start. Sure, you can prioritize and all that crap, but the easiest thing for me, and I'm easily distracted, by the way, is to put one thing on the list. One thing, the only thing I have to do today is, this video is my thing today. After I get done, I'll check it off. I could put something else on it. I think I'm going to go to Oktoberfest in Fort Collins later with my girlfriend. So that's my deliberate mode for today. The third word, pleased, can be really misinterpreted. Being pleased with yourself is important. It's not arrogance. It's not being having excessive pride or hubris. Being pleased is the word you use to describe feeling that you're operating in your value. If you're pleased with yourself, you know that you've said the things you wanted to say today. You've done the things or thing you wanted to do today. You're operating from a place of confidence and clarity, and the people you're talking to and the things you're writing or saying or doing actually align with who you want to be. When you are pleased with yourself, you don't worry so much about other people being pleased with you. And this is the big trap that we all fall into. We start to measure our well-being on any given day by the degree to which women or other people approve of us, are pleased with us, or are happy with us. And we don't even get a chance to see if we're pleased with ourselves. It all starts with being pleased with yourself and who you are and how you are being, not what you're doing on any given moment. So calm, deliberate, and pleased are the three words I'd like to give you today to consider how your masculine presence is measuring up to your own expectations. Are you calm? Do you feel deliberate? Do you have a plan? Do you feel pleased with who you are and how you feel and how you're thinking that day? Are you putting too much stock or being overly invested in what other people are thinking or saying about you or how they feel? Think about that and give me some comments or send me an email. Remember, the YouTube comments are the best place to make a comment on here. Give me some feedback. I hope you enjoyed the view. I really appreciate your time and trust in listening to all this, and I hope you're getting something out of it. Take care. Bye-bye.